Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ken Keffer. He is the Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator. Ken, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
So we have a lot to talk about today, but one big topic in particular that's coming up very quickly is the Prairie Awakening Celebration. This is an annual celebration, always a big deal. What can you tell me about this year's event?
Yeah, this is definitely one of our largest events of the year. This is the 21st annual event, so a lot of people make it every single year. Some people still have never been, so I'd invite you out to explore this with us. So Prairie Awakening, Prairie Awoke, is our big Native American celebration, and this year the theme is Much Can Be Learned by Watching Children at Play. So last year we did a tribute to the elders and we planted trees in the four cardinal directions. So it'll be nice to see those kind of growing up over the year. And then this year we're looking to the future again with this youth theme. So it's a wonderful event. It's a lot of interactive activities available. So some of it will be demonstrations. We're going to have world champion hoop dancer Dallas Chief Eagle out again. So he'll put on a performance and then there will be an opportunity for people to step into the arena and dance with the members. And this year especially, we've got the Meskwaki Youth Program dancers. So it should be a really great time.
All right. So that is what day?
So that's going to be on Saturday, September 7th from 3 to 9 p.m. You don't have to stay for the whole event, but you sure absolutely can. We're going to have food concessions set up out there. Come and go as you please. It's a free event. There's no need to register, but bring a lawn chair, some blankets for seating. We also try to keep this a pet-free event, so keep that in mind.
All right. So what are some specific happenings during that 6-hour time frame?
Indeed, yeah. It kind of gets kicked off there at 3 o'clock with the grand entry. So they're going to bring the flags and the staffs in and post that. There's going to be an intertribal drumming. The Meskwaki Youth Dance Troupe will be performing. And then we have Dallas Chief Eagle, like I mentioned. At some point in the evening, the raptor rehabilitators will be able to release a bird back into the wild. We always have butterfly tagging happening during that event. And then also we're going to mention the Buffalo Wallows Project this year. So that prairie area is kind of a restored habitat. And so we've got just some volunteers that have gone through and made kind of buffalo scrapes in the area to kind of regenerate some growth and throw some native seeds in there. So we've got a lot happening. And then at the end of the night, kind of by 8:30, then we'll gather around the campfire and Dallas Chief Eagle will lead us in a closing ceremony.
All right. So, yeah, lots going on there. I want to touch on the Buffalo Wallows Project in just a second, but just keeping it with the Prairie Awakening celebration, I went to it last year and speaking editorially, it was very moving. But why would you encourage people to give it a try this year?
Yeah, it really is just a great, wonderful event. You know, a lot of community building happens there and you get the tribal drumming. It's kind of interactive where you can step out and be a part of the program as well. And it's, you know, a lovely fall day at Keene Conservation Area. So it's just kind of a great annual event. We invite everyone to attend, especially bring the kids out this year.
All right. Well, now, as I mentioned, I wanted to come back to the Buffalo Wallows Project. Talk a little bit more about that and how Dallas County Conservation is involved in that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the work we do is sort of on-the-ground habitat work. And so there at the Keene area, part of that was historically some open prairie. And so they've gone through and I think in the 80s, they put some of that back into prairie species. And over the years, you need to kind of be hands-on on-the-ground management. And so this one, we brought some conservation board volunteers have come out and scraped away. So you got to remember, bison are sort of these native ungulates on the prairie, and they would go and they'd wallow around, they'd roll on their backs and scrape up some dirt and kick up a big old disturbance. And in a lot of cases, a disturbance is when an invasive species is going to move in. So we'll scrape it up and then plant native seed species to sort of regenerate some new growth in there.
All right. Is that something that the public can get involved with, or is that mostly just conservation staff?
It's an ongoing program. So yeah, you know, we're going to have some more volunteer days up ahead, but yeah, come out and learn about it. I'm going to talk more about it and kind of see on the ground some of the spots at the Prairie Awakening event.
All right. Now, a couple more events coming up here in September. There's a hummingbird event that is on the very next day after the Prairie Awakening celebration, correct?
Indeed. We're going to try a hummingbird happening program on Sunday, September 8th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and that's going to be at the Keene Conservation Area as well. Over the years at Prairie Awakening, we're always seeing tons of hummingbirds moving through on migration, and so we're like, you know, people love their hummingbirds. Let's try to make an event. So we'll take a stroll through the prairie tracks at Keene. Should be lots of hummingbirds in the area, moving through the vegetation, moving from the plants, you know, maybe we'll be able to hold some hummingbird feeders and get them to come right up close. They're super curious, you know, they target on that red coloration, they come and just hover right in your face. So should be just a fun event. And if you can't make it out, we actually have a hummingbird feeder right now at Forest Park Museum outside Perry, and we've got lots of action, and we have a little station there too. So if you have a lot of patience, I can't guarantee a hummingbird will come right there, but if you sit there long enough, it'd be pretty impressive.
All right, so that's when, and is there registration required?
For that one, we're going to do the afternoon of Sunday, September 8th from 1 to 4. Pre-registration is encouraged for that, especially as the weather dependent. If, you know, we get rained out, we want to make sure to let folks know. So give us a call at the office and we'll get you on the list.
All right. Now, an ongoing program that you've been doing basically all summer, you alluded to it during our conversation about the Prairie Awakening event. The butterfly surveys are ongoing, correct?
Indeed. So we do butterfly tagging throughout the fall. And you got to remember these little monarch butterflies, right? They spend their summers laying eggs, hatching out. And then in the fall, just like many of the birds, a generation of monarchs will migrate all the way to Mexico. And so over the years, conservation has been tagging them with the tiny little stickers that have individual numbers on them, sticking those on the wings of the butterflies and then releasing them back. And last year, I can't remember, I think it was 6 or 8 butterflies that we tagged here in Dallas County were found in the Mexico wintering habitat. So it's kind of a cool way to see conservation in action. And the population of the monarchs has been declining. So some of this helps us get a handle on population structures and kind of migratory routes and things. So it's a great event. And it's also really amazing to hold a butterfly in your hands. Again, it's going to be kind of ongoing. It's weather dependent. And so when we have the right conditions, when it's sunny enough and the butterflies are moving through, we can't predict exactly what day their big push is going to be. So if you're interested, give us a call at the office or an email and sign up and we'll let you know when that's happening so we can get folks out and involved.
All right. Now, a couple more things to talk about with you here today, starting with the next Perry Farmers Market. Now, that's not something that you would normally equate with Dallas County Conservation, but you will be involved in their final special farmers market of the year, correct?
Indeed. Yeah, the 19th, we're going to be out there for their health and wellness. And so conservation does actually make so much sense for a health and wellness theme because nature and outdoor recreation are a big part of what we do. And so whether it's taking a stroll down a hiking path or a trail or a bike ride, you know, there's ways to be out there, whether it's sitting and enjoying the hummingbirds in your own backyard and making those connections. So really do keep us in mind for your health and wellness needs as well. But it's kind of a neat opportunity. I will be at the farmers market all evening, and then one of our naturalists, Mike Havlick's coming in to do a bird program at the end of the farmers market. So stop by anytime and see me at the booth. I've got some 99 Park swag to give away, so if you know, stop in and say hi, you know, maybe you get a little prize from me. And then the bird walk's going to be immediately following the farmers market down at Warford and Second Street. We're looking for chimney swifts especially that night. So these are little birds, like little cigar shaped little tube birds with skinny little wings that flutter super fast. You'll hear them kind of chattering, and then they're called chimney swifts for a reason. They like to roost historically in, you know, logs, the old abandoned log hollowed out places. Now it's almost exclusively in chimneys. So if we can find a spot where they all, you know, dozens will go swooping down into a chimney, it's a really cool opportunity. So come out and say hi.
All right. Now, one last program I want to ask you about is towards the end of September, but it's still always a big deal. That's the Hawk Watch, correct?
Indeed. Yep. Another annual event we do at the High Trestle Bridge there. It's the Hawk Watch. And so it's from 10 to 4 on Sunday, September 29th. Stop by at any point during the day, hang out for a couple hours and help us count the birds. So the target on that one is these big raptors, the broad-winged hawks moving through, kind of tallying even some vultures and eagles occasionally. So it's a great way to just sort of camp out in one spot. And the birds are following along that river corridor. So you get them from all around kind of funneled down. And it's a really exciting day. You know, there's always the anticipation of what's going to be coming next. So good group of, you know, dedicated volunteers are there every year, but they're always a great opportunity to meet people kind of passing by on foot or on their bikes too at the High Trestle Trail. So again, that's the 29th of September, basically all day long.
All right. Well, Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator Ken Keffer, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that about covers us for today. Thank you much, Joe.
Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it as always. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ken Keffer. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Zerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.